And this segment, we have the Houston Real Estate Association, the Houston Black Real Estate Association, Gerald Womack, the newly elected president. Congratulations and good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much for us being here this morning. I'm just so excited about this coming up week. It's just rolling off.
Well, we're going to get into that. We also have Andrea Hilliard-Cooksey, a broker and owner of her own real estate firm. Good morning. And
good
welcome
morning.
To
Thank
Magic 102.1. Now, and what is your role with the Houston Black Real Estate Association? What are you actually doing with the organization?
I'm one of the past presidents of the Houston Black Real Estate Association.
Very
now
good.
Serving as vice chair for the National Association Board. But in this venture, I'm assisting my president, Mr. Womack, in chairing this event.
Yeah, Mr. Womack's been around in the Houston real estate community for a long time. In fact, you sold me my first house when I first came to Magic 102 in that year.
don't say that too loud, and then they'll know how old I am. I'm still reminded of people tell me, they said, you know what, I knew your father. And I said, yeah, you sure did. It was me.
Now, that's funny. Oh, boy. Yeah, and then, of course, you're involved with the MHMRA and a lot of other organizations around town. But this big event, you've got a big event coming up for tell us about it. I mean, the name is Scott. You got so many things going on there.
Yeah, you know what? One of the things that we want to recognize first is that everybody recognizes that April is Fair Housing Month.
All right.
And our organization have always took the lead. We never forgot that it was only 45 years ago that the Fair Housing Act that was established in 1968, where people of color, blacks, could buy a house.
Isn't that amazing?
And it's only 45 years. I'm older than 45 years old.
Yeah.
And so what we do, the Houston Black Real Estate Association, we took the initiative in this community to recognize that. And to say to our people, say to African Americans, for this whole week, we call it Realtors Week. And what we have done is we have planned a whole forum of different activities to recognize that and to also especially take advantage now, because, yes, it is a good time to buy a house.
And
house. But we won't even go further than that. The market, the interest rates. We want to advocate to our people that we want you to have home ownership. And we talk about the wealth that we've lost. But guess what? This is an opportunity we could come and regain that wealth by being able to purchase a home. And what we have done, which is on the April the 13th, which is this coming Saturday. And I want to go back. I want to remind you all how you all go to the rodeo. And I was there with Mary J. Bly, and I was having a great time. But, you know, here we want you to do the same. We want you to come to the housing fair and bring your paperwork, because we've got national banks, our sponsors, Wells Fargo Bank, Prime Lending, Bank of America, Frost Bank, Amergy Bank. All of your lenders are participating with us, home builders, Mayberry Homes. We're part of the City of Houston has a program in Sunnyside that we have 17 houses, Womack Development, 17 houses. If you qualify for $30,000, you could possibly get $135,000 house and only pay $60,000 for it.
Now, let me ask you all.
Wait a minute. What was that again?
You in Sunnyside, there are 17 houses being marketed by Womack Development. That's a part of the City of Houston Community Development Program.
Okay.
Built by Mayberry Homes, that if you qualify and live in this area, you can make $30,000. And you only qualify for $60,000 to $70,000, and the rest of the money you don't have to pay back.
That's what I thought I heard.
If you
say.
Keep it for the next 5 years, you only have to keep it for 5 years.
Wow.
Ten years.
Okay.
You only have to keep it 10 years.
Now, you had a lot of African Americans who were really adversely affected by this last financial downturn.
Oh, yeah.
So what would you say to encourage those who might have lost their homes in the past to now is to come out to the housing fair and to realize that now is the time to get back in the game?
It's only 3 years if you lost your house that you could come back and buy a house. We're bringing all these housing counselors there. We bring in the banks, mediation. If you're in a problem with your mortgage, guess what? You need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're bringing these banks so that we can educate our people to change that thought that you can't buy a house just because you had a bad term for the last several years. There is an opportunity. You could go to credit counseling. There are lenders who are willing to work with you to do that. And that's the reason why our organization has taken this initiative to help educate our folks. And it's no better time than doing it during this week of fair housing.
I guess you're going to have everybody there in one place. So
yes,
almost...
we will start out with an opening at 10 o'clock, and we've got all of our sponsors. We've got all our...
time you're serving breakfast?
Now? No. But we've got all of our congresspeople, Congresswoman Lee, Congressman Green, and all of our elected officials, our Councilman Larry Green, all of our elected officials who are participating with us, and also the City of Houston. The City of Houston, we're having a luncheon, which is a private luncheon that we're having at the City Hall to have the director of the Community Development Department to tell our professionals, those of us who are in the real estate profession, how this community development, this block grant money that come down of our federal dollars, where that money can be spent as it relates to our people in housing.
Hold on. Hold that thought. Our phone number is 713-390-5102. 713-390-5102. I know you've got questions about this.
Now, there's also going to be a special home buying program for veterans.
Veterans, yes. Cooksey will tell you about our veterans program.
We have a special wing that will be there for veterans. But most importantly, we want to know if a veteran has got back to town, they need to get reacclimated, they may need social services to get them toward home ownership. We'll have that. But one of the things I want to make sure before we get off the air, we identify. We've got a lot of young African-American, Hispanic, Asian, just young professionals who are paying, $900 a month in rent. I just want them to know that's being conservative because most of them are paying $1,500 to $1,800.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exorbitant.
I want to give them these numbers. At $900 a month, in 1 year, you've paid $10,800. In 5 years, you've already paid that landlord $54,000.
Yeah.
And since we're here on a Sunday, I want you to know that the devil is going to try to keep you from coming to this housing fair.
Yes.
And I want you to not listen to him because he's not in a red suit with a pitchfork. He's in your mind telling you you can't afford a home.
Yeah.
But you are around here driving a high-end car without a garage.
Now, right. Let me ask you this now, will there be folks there to really help people to make sure they don't get more home than they can actually afford?
Exactly.
Because that's part of what happened with this subprime mortgage situation.
You don't have to worry about that anymore, mm-hmm. because financing has changed to the point, and you will qualify, and you will not overqualify.
Right. Okay.
But most importantly, we'll have people there on site that are pre-qualified. You can get your credit report that day,
mm-hmm.
sit down with several other lenders, but you'll be able to take these classes. We're going to have classes that's every hour on the hour that's going to cover the different processes, the home buying process, the credit problems, credit solutions. If you have them, we'll tell you what to do with them. But most importantly, all the down payment assistance programs.
Right.
There's down payment assistance programs for both Harris County, City of Houston, Fort Bend, Brazoria. So this is a citywide fair. The fact that it's at Greens Point does not mean you can't come get pre-qualified and move to Missouri City.
Yeah.
So we need everybody there.
I moved to Pearland.
Wherever
you want to live, we can do it. And also we have the Texas Veterans program. Their main people from Austin, from GLOW, is going to be there to talk about their special program under the land board. The Texas land board has special money for folks who are even not veterans.
Wow.
At a lower interest rate.
Well, let's take a few phone calls here. The folks, the lines are lighting up here. Let's go to line two and talk with line two and talk with Paul. You're on Sunday Morning Live. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? I was trying to, when is this event? Because right now, you know, I live in an apartment, pay like at least $900 in rent. And I've been trying to buy a home. You know, I've been wanting to buy a home. I'm just trying to see, you know, when is this event so maybe I can come out with my family.
That's going to be Saturday, April 13th, next Saturday from 10 to 4 at Greens Point Mall in the Dillard's Wing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Dillard's. Northwest Mall. I'm sorry, Greens Point Mall. I'm looking at the North Freeway. It's on the North Freeway, I-45 and...
At the Beltway.
And they can call us at 713-551-2092 for further information.
Okay. You got that, Paul? And you got to bring all your paperwork with you now, too, now.
Okay.
I mean, your check stubs and things like that. So
pretty much, they just need to bring their check stubs because most people don't know how much money they make. And for the lender to really help you qualify, they need to know that. It's not a whole lot of paperwork needed, so I don't want you to get bogged down and not come because you don't think you got it together.
Right.
We need your body and your mind. And I understand, come in there with a willing mind that if you're paying that old landlord $54,000 a year, in 5 years, you can buy a house.
Right.
It may not be in 30 days. It may take 6 months, but you can buy one. So don't let the devil talk you out of coming.
But listen, this is record numbers of the interest rate. We have never seen interest rates the way it is now. And what I want to say to the African-American community, don't be fooled because the other community, they are buying. And when I see in the third ward, I get five contracts and only one of them look like people coming for me. There's something wrong with that story. Yeah. And the house has only been back on the market one day.
Yeah.
And these folks, they are qualifying for the Lyft money. You know, you can get $15,000 from Lyft as an assistance along with your down payment.
That Lyft program qualifies for buyers who are above the 80%. Most people think they make too much money to get the down payment assistance program, but this one particular program qualifies people who make up to 120% of medium income. That means a single person that's making $50,000 can still get some assistance.
Okay, let's go to line three. Craig, you're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question?
Yes, I was calling concerning the program for the houses that y'all have available.
Oh yeah, you could call me at 713-523-7402. You could call someone in my office. Those are a special program that is in the Sunnyside area, and my associates will be able to help you. 713-523-7402.
Thank you, Collie.
And we will be there with a booth at the housing fair at Greens Point Mall on Saturday. So what I'd like you to do, hey, let's get qualified. Come to the Greens Point Mall, get qualified with your lender.
Then you pick your house. Yeah, that way you can go in there and bold them.
You ready? That's the first thing
everybody needs to do is get the money. It's not a problem finding a house, but come on, see how much money they'll give you. Then you can go shop with an
attitude. Then you know where to shop.
You know exactly.
You won't... okay, Val, you had
so many people, what's to prevent people from being pushed into those subprime mortgage rates by lenders when the last time you had a lot of African-Americans and Hispanics who qualified for the really good rates, but they were pushed into those subprime programs unknowingly?
Well, there's no more pushing. There are a lot of new consumer laws, and that's why you really need to come out and get the education.
Right.
Things have changed. It's changed for Gerald and I in the market. I mean, I know I've been out here 35 years. Gerald's been with me close.
35, 40. I don't want to say too long.
I saw interest rates at 21%. Interest rates were 21%. I've seen that.
And were people buying when they were down?
So I encourage you, don't listen to who bought a house 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Yes, there was some real crazy issues going on. And for that reason, you need to know what the new guidelines are.
And because there was a lawsuit, there was the major mortgagers, they negotiated, they agreed to eliminate certain practices, and there are a lot of benefits. All this information is going to be available to you. The terrain is a lot safer for you now. If you ever thought about getting a home, now is the time. So next Saturday will be the date for you to get out there.
And one other thing that we want to add is we have this other tax initiative for people who don't understand about you can protest your taxes.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was going to bring that up because
in our community, we have partnered up, the Houston Black Real Estate Association, we have partnered up with Pat O'Connor's Association to go out and to file when the protest time starts in April, yeah. the end of April, that we're going to go out in our communities and educate our folks about that they could protest the taxes, they can file the property exemptions, and also if there are, there's a map going on around Harris County, around the whole area, about in our particular neighborhoods, like in, for instance, in South Park, there's a house that sold for $15,000 and it's being tax assessed at $90,000. Yes. So what we're trying to do is we have started another alliance with the ministerial alliance under Max Miller and several other ministers in the community, along with Pat O'Connor's, that we're going to go out in the month of the, starting the end of this month, 1st of April, to the tax protesting ends. And we're going to encourage our folks to file a protest of their taxes.
And it's not that complicated, and it's nothing to be intimidated by. The folks that are on that panel, they're there to benefit you as well as the HCAD, and they're fair. And basically, you have to be there. You have to be prepared. And when you go in there, they're going to make a decision. You won't be there long. And I would guarantee that 9 out of 10 folks are going to be happy when they leave.
Well, I want to just help you with that. I don't necessarily think that they're totally fair, because that's the whole reason why we are doing what we're doing.
But I meant the panel, the folks that are there. When you go prepared.
Yes, you're right.
You know, when you go prepared. Well,
if you go prepared, a lot of times our people still will go prepared. They don't have the data. Mm. They don't have the information.
That's why they need to come here because there will be people that are trained to help you prepare that data.
Right. Absolutely.
Help you to, so they will have that information for you.
Absolutely. And to break it down even further, there are a lot of people in our community that don't even realize that they can protest the taxes.
Right.
There are a lot of people who have not filed homestead exemptions. They're missing an exemption right there. And it's free. And they're falling victims to people who are telling them that it costs a fee to file.
Right.
We will also have a property preservation team with the Black Lawyers Association if you need legal help.
Right.
There will be some legal helps there. So we need you guys to really come out April 13th. You're getting ready to file your income tax on April 15th. So you're getting ready to pay the government again because you don't own a home. You're parking a high-end car up under a carport, and you don't have a garage. You really need to stop that this year. Make this the last year. And for my self-employed people, you need to show a little income. You got an opportunity, so you won't have to amend those tax returns.
Yes.
You need to, come out and understand where your income needs to be so that you can qualify for a house. Because many of you make the money, but because of the way you prepare your taxes, it says you can't afford a home. And we know better.
So that's this Saturday, April 13th, 10 to 4, Greens Point Mall. They can call 713-551-2092 for more information. And if they need to contact Gerald Womack's office directly, you can call 713-523-7402.
All right. Well, Gerald Womack
Ms. Cooksley? Give us your number, Ms. Cooksley.
Yeah, give us your number.
Andrea Cooksey, and I am Quality Properties, and my direct office number is 713-987-7000.
And just a reminder, just a shout-out, we're starting a worship service today at Lily Grove Baptist Church. It starts at 11, and we're going to be there under Reverend Terry Anderson, and this begins our worship week. And then we're going to be at Stuart Cadillac on Main Street on Thursday starting at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a mixer with the Black lawyers, because a lot of times in our community, we don't know each other.
Yeah.
So we're saying, hey, the real estate people and the lawyers ought to know each other. We ought to do business with each other. And that's the whole advocacy that I'm promoting as the president. And I want to thank all of my members. We have some 200 members, licensed professional brokers in the Houston community. And guess what? You ought to go to our website. You ought to find a member of the Houston Black Real Estate Association and do business with them.
And well, that website is?
They couldn't have got a better spokesperson.
That is www.hbreahouston.com. hbreahouston.com.
All right. Thank you both so much for being on Sunday Morning Live and sharing all this important information with our listeners. And we know you're going to have a great event, a successful event on Saturday.